Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The social engineers try to create thousands of false ideologies and false studies and systems that claim that they're the map makers of the mind and they control how civilization operates. But the truth is, we are multidimensional beings. We are created by God. We are eternal. And in their own documents, they actually admit that and know that. And so they're trying to create a system to not just keep us from higher dimensions, but actually take us even out of the third dimension. And that's what the metaverse is. So I cut a very important report on this subject. We're going to play it, then come back and get to a bunch of other huge breaking news. Please stay with us.
The journey to freedom starts at ResetWars.com. Mark Zuckerberg is nothing more than a front man, a behavioral psychologist, mad scientist that have been developing a project for total human control since the 1950s. The internet was designed and was first named the Intergalactic Computer Communications System. And it would be designed to then track and control every move and every action of humans on Earth, monitored by AI computers and camera software systems, as well as different types of microwave relays. They developed the plan in the late 50s. They declassified it in the early 60s. Came out of ARPA that then became DARPA. And when you see the entire project, that's what our phones are, is supercomputers that are handheld that then tie in to the larger computer networks. And in their own words, they admit that the plan is to be able to control us in lifetime by giving us stimuli and directives and orders through a social credit score to then basically make us biological androids or robots. But to do that, they've got to get us to start giving up on our human biology. Women don't have babies vaginally half the time. Many women don't give their babies milk. Babies are raised in cribs, lowers their IQs, disconnects them from humans, makes them more sociopathic, more robotic. The entire project's aim is to make life so ugly, so horrible, to put us in environments so disgusting that we reject the third dimension and beg to have a chip put on our brains, a wire plugged into our gray matter, VR goggles on our heads. Again, the message is, oh, this world's so ugly and horrible, this is your blanket, this is your pacifier, this is going to comfort you, not your mother, not your father, but this artificial bag, this artificial universe we're going to throw over your head. And that's what you do when you capture enemy soldiers and you want to demoralize them. You put a bag over their head for a couple days, you tie them up, you can find them in small spaces, and then now they've been broken down, they're ready to follow your orders, you're now under their control. This is all tactics that cults use. And the globalist mad scientist cult is the biggest and most powerful of them all, and they want to make human beings a commodity. They want to force us into the metaverse, make us go to court via Zoom, make people go to school via online, quote, learning. And then, oh, sorry, this class is only VR. We're not going to offer it in Zoom or in FaceTime or in Skype. This is all admitted. And then once you're in the metaverse, you can also be surveilled. You can also be bombarded. You can also be manipulated. And you can also be cut off from the metaverse via the social credit score system if you don't behave and act the way they want you to. You're literally putting yourself in an artificial environment that they control, and through the optic nerves, plugging your brain into the internet. VR goggles are a plug for your brain. Google glasses are a plug for your brain. All of this takes you into their system and puts a false reality over your eyes so they can begin to bring you out of the third dimension, because the third dimension is the launch point to the wider universe. They want to take you out of God's cathedral and this incredible interface with higher consciousness and the infinite and divine, and bring you into a silicon cage, a system they created. They tell you that carbon is evil. They tell you that all carbon life forms are bad. They tell you they want to cut trees down now to save the earth from carbon, when sunlight, water, carbon dioxide, and oxygen are the four things that create life on this planet, the carbon cycle. They tell us that we're going to be silicon gods. They tell us we're going to merge with machines, and that only by giving up our humanity do we transcend. when we're already here at the jump point of transcendence, the third dimension. They're trying to cut us off before we launch. Not to other planets, but interdimensional, next level. Once we make that transition, interstellar travel will be like something a baby is fascinated with or knows how to do.
Reset Wars drops on the 13th, next Monday.
I am a worldly person, meaning I like going to ball games. I like going to concerts. I like going to play golf. I like going out to dinner. I like the metropolitan life. I like everything that comes with this. But see, I have the survival instinct that is to get the hell out of Democrat-run cities, get the hell out of major metropolitan areas, because unless we change course soon, it's all crashing down. Is it time to just move out to the woods? Just time to go get a piece of property in the woods? Just get off grid? Just get the emergency food supplies? Just live off the land? That's the survival instinct. But see, the worldly part of me, that's still probably the majority part of me, says no. Stay in the city. The survival instinct says, get the hell out of anywhere that ever notion that you need to get a vaccine or a mask. That's the internal struggle that my guess is a lot of you in the audience are facing as well. But you can at least have some comfort if you have the emergency food supplies. And so we have the best ones at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWars!
Listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
It's been an honor to be with all of you. It's been an honor to fight the globalists so many years. And we could be here still in a year, but I don't know. Every day could be our last. If you look at the news we're about to cover as we start the third hour, this is what the Great Reset is giving us. The wages of sin are death. This is what the Great Reset has to offer. All the treaties being broken, all the deals being broken, globalist corporate aggression, playing countries off against each other. All these rich, powerful, trillionaire companies think that they are on the sidelines and safe from the crises that they are the authors of. That's why it's very important with civil disobedience to let these globalist robber barons know that they will be held accountable for the death and destruction they've already created. And then once we've peacefully taken back control of our countries, they are going to be brought to justice. But they already know that. That's why they're committed to defeating us. That's why this is what we call a death battle. And once you figure out you're in a death battle, you find your real strength and stop worrying about dying and start worrying about winning. Start worrying about taking it to them. I'm not a Russophile. Never been to Russia. I've read a lot of information about it. Seems like a very amazing, biggest country in the world. Interesting people. The Russians I personally met have been really nice, serious people that I really like. But I know the history of Ukraine. I know the history of Russia, the basic history. And I know that it is the West that are the aggressors there. So they'll call me a Russian agent for that. Well, so be it. I mean, I'm an agent of truth. And if the Russians were trying to annex the original 13 colonies, that's basically what Ukraine is, I would be against the Russians. And I'd say it's time for war with the Russians. But the Russians aren't here. No, they just signed over California and Alaska to us. We've taken Russian territory, not the other way. And if the Russians tried to take Alaska, I'd say we got to go to war. But they're not trying to take Alaska. No, Russia has just enjoyed, and I say that as a joke, 70, 80 plus years of globalist reengineering, social brainwashing, reeducation. And so you can debate Ukraine all day, but why don't we talk about the facts? Half of Ukraine has always been part of Russia and has been Orthodox. The other half, since 1,000 years ago, before Russia existed, has been Catholic. And the Catholic Church and the Orthodox Church go back to 2,000 years ago in Christ. They can debate and argue all day who's the oldest. But the only fissure is Western Ukraine Russian or not? And Russia said, we'll just take half the country and split it, but 95% of Eastern Ukraine wants to go with the Russians. It's Western Ukraine that, again, wanted to go with Europe. In World War II, Western Ukraine saw the Nazis as liberators, and they are more Nordic, they are more Aryan, they are more Northern European, they are more Germanic, and they sided with Hitler. The other side sided with the Russians because they're more Slavic. The point is that it's not the United States business to be there, just like it's not Vladimir Putin's business to be annexing Maine down to North Carolina. And so it's true. CNN said last week, very rare to hear them tell the truth, they said Russia's preparing to invade Ukraine. It's actually true. Putin came out, and the foreign minister came out yesterday about the articles. I just believe the articles. I went and checked the Russian news. And they said, listen, you're about to take over all of Ukraine and say it's under NATO and put NATO troops and NATO planes and NATO tanks and NATO nuclear weapons in Russia, because that's what Eastern Ukraine is, and our infrastructure that we've spent trillions of dollars on, and that is our gas lines into Europe, you're not going to do it. So if you try to move troops in and declare NATO is in control of it, we're going to take over our interest. And that's what's happening. And then you add that to all the geopolitical stuff with China, and you add that to what's happened to our economy. This is a nightmare situation. And Russia, I can guarantee you, is not going to blink 100%. And when the psychotics running NATO, a bunch of child molesting devil worshippers, I mean, they are, the NATO is the New World Order. And I'm not attacking NATO because it's anti-Russian. It's just as bad as, it's what the mix of the Nazis and the robber barons, and just, it had the Great Reset earlier with their Marshall Plan running a bunch of countries for decades. I mean, these are really bad people. Like Mao Zedong was bad, or Lenin was bad. These people make them blush. Yeah, there they are. So they're starting a fight with Russia now to cut off Russian energy. It's not like they're in Iraq blowing up a bunch of people that don't have high-tech weapons. They're now trying to start a fight with a nuclear power while China basically controls our government and has overrun our nation. So this is just psychotic, ladies and gentlemen. And you can say, well, don't let Putin, you know, ship his gas into Europe. That gives Russia power. Who cares if people make money and sell stuff? That's how we ought to fix the whole world, be free market. Like Trump said to Kim Jong-un, hey, how about we build hotels all along your coast and casinos or whatever, just end all this craziness. Now, and the Russians are like, yeah, we want to do business. We just want to be business. We just want to be wealthy. Can we work with you? And they're like, no, you get war. It's the same thing over and over and over again by these globalists. So here's the quotes from Putin. Putin to Biden, finalize Ukraine or we will. Either the U.S. and NATO provide us with legal guarantees, it's a quote, that Ukraine will never join NATO or become a base for weapons that can threaten Russia, or we will go in and guarantee it ourselves. That's very, very, very simple, isn't it? Anybody should be able to understand that. At the Kremlin last week, Putin drew his red line. The threat of our western borders, this is a quote, is rising. As we have said multiple times, in our dialogue with the United States and its allies, we will insist on developing concrete arrangements prohibiting any further eastward expansion, which was the agreement they made in 1991 with the fall of the Soviet Union. Of NATO, and the placement there of weapon systems in the immediate vicinity of Russian territory. The United States is breaking the deals that were signed back then. That comes close to an ultimatum. And NATO Secretary General backhanded the President of Russia for issuing it. It's only Ukraine and 30 NATO allies that decide when Ukraine is ready to join. See that threat? Oh, with 30 of us. Russia has no vote. See, you're nobody. Russia has no say. Like, well, American people are told too, right? You have no speech on the internet. Russia has no say, and Russia has no right to establish a sphere of influence trying to control their neighbors. And it goes on from there. We should have spent probably, I mean, look at our toddling, brain-dead president. You know who he is. This is all the stuff of disaster. And Russia has all those weapons, and we're wrong to doing this, and we're hijacked by globalists that are dissolving our borders and collapsing our country as well. We should have solidarity with Russia and solidarity with South Africa that wants to be free and anybody else, Mexico, Brazil. Let's just trade together. Let's love each other. Let's have cultural exchange. Let's have art together. Let's build things together instead of this. But no, just like Napoleon and Hitler, evil empires go to die in Russia. And it's happening yet again. And I know this. None of my family, if I have anything to say, are going to be drafted for some long war with... Sorry for my French. We'll be right back with a special guest. Stay with us. Infowars.com. Tomorrow's news today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate...
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Well, David Icke told me about this documentary film that Jackie DeVoy, an investigative journalist, is working on. It's about to come out from iconic.com, A Good Death. That's what eugenics translates to. Here's a little clip from the upcoming film, and we'll talk to the investigative journalist about the admissions, even mainstream news admits, that they were killing old people, not giving them medical care under the COVID auspices. Here it is.
Good death needs three things. It needs equipment, it needs medication, and it needs the staff to administer it.
I realised something was wrong when I found out last year that my dad had a DNR put in place when he was in his care home.
So in terms of equipment, a few quick questions. Do you have enough syringe drivers in the NHS to deliver medications to keep people comfortable when they're passing away?
I found this quite alarming and thought it would make a really interesting news story. I contacted 28 editors. They decided not to run the story. They never explained why.
And the second one is with that, that's the syringe drivers deliver medication, particularly things like midazolam and morphine.
He was awake at the time. But upon going in that room, he was sedated with midazolam and given morphine. I never woke up.
T-34 is a cocktail of medication drip feeding under the skin. And now I know that was given to kill her as quickly as possible.
The end of life is really the most crucial time in your life. Midazolam weaponizes this end-of-life so-called care.
So you're saying voluntary euthanasia is assisted dying?
Yes.
And euthanasia is... Where can that happen without the patient's consent, though?
It's happening all over the country every single day of the year.
I spoke to her and I said, you're right, darling. She said, get me out, get a wheelchair and get me out of this hospital now. She said, they're trying to kill me.
She was crying, begging for help. All medication stopped, no nutrition.
I said, how do you feel on a 1 to 10? She said, I don't know, I've got to keep my wits about me because I'm dealing with these silly people.
These stories needed to be heard, and I realised they'd be better captured on film than on paper.
Do you have any precautions put in place to make sure we have enough of those medications to be delivered?
Yes, right now we do.
All right, David Icke has a channel at band.video. He has several channels, so the Iconic channel. And this is what's going on. A Good Death, A Look at Euthanasia in the Care Industry, premieres December 5th on Iconic. It's now out. When I get home tonight, I'm going to watch the film before I go out to dinner with Joe Rogan. Not name-dropping, and just everybody's waking up. But I'm going to try to get home today and actually watch this because this needs to get out, ladies and gentlemen. Jackie DeVoy is an investigative journalist who's worked with some of the biggest UK papers for years. Last year, she uncovered the do not resuscitate orders for being placed on the elderly in care homes and hospitals that led her to undercover the use of a drug called midazolam, if I'm pronouncing that right, which uses to be used in the lethal injection in the United States of, quote, people on death row. This is euthanasia, a culling of the elderly and vulnerable. Milazepram. a new iconic produced film, A Good Death, highlights the family stories affected by this and also the story itself. There's something similar going on in the U.S. with a drug called Remdesivir. A good film at band.video at iconic.com. So, Jackie DeVoy, thank you so much for joining us. We'll have you here for the rest of the hour. Wow, what a journey being suppressed as a journalist and now making this amazing film I can't wait to watch.
Yeah, it has been quite a journey, actually. It started last year when my dad was in a care home, and I found out that he had a DNR put on him, which I thought was quite strange because nobody had actually requested that. So I asked them to remove it, and they said no, they wouldn't do that, and it wasn't up to me. And it wasn't.
And for folks that don't know, that's a do not resuscitate.
Yeah. Some people call it a DNAR. You can call it either do not attempt resuscitation. And so I just thought, well, this is interesting because a lot of people don't know about this. So maybe I'll write it up as an article. So I got one of the mainstream papers very interested in it, and they said they'd run it. So I wrote it, and they said they didn't want to run it, but they wouldn't say why. Out on a different site, and it went viral, and lots of people were contacting me about it. And then I went and chatted to David on one of his podcasts on David Icke. And after that, other people got in touch with me. And one man in particular had a story about how his relative was killed in hospital. And if I hadn't known what I knew at that point, I would have thought he was crazy because, you know, people don't get killed in hospital. And people find that really hard to believe even now, even after hearing about it. But I met up with him, and then me and him went over to see David Icke, and then David put out a podcast about it. By then, hundreds of other people had been in touch as well, telling the same story over and over with alarming similarities. So, you know, I had to believe them, and they were totally convincing. So I thought, I'm going to send this out to all the mainstream editors that I know and some that I don't know. And someone's going to run this story because it's massive. It's like, you know, people are being killed off in hospital, especially the elderly people, but some of them weren't even that old. So I thought I'd, the morning after I sent out all the emails, I woke up thinking, why did I do that? My inbox is going to be absolutely, you know, overloaded. So and there wasn't a single reply. A few days later, I got a couple of replies saying, I'm on holiday, or I'll pass this on to someone else. And then a few weeks after that, I got two news editors wanting to talk to me. We had meetings, about 3 or 4 hours each meetings. They said they would definitely run the story, that it would be front page news. It's massive. And then they just went completely quiet over the next few days to the next few weeks.
And the most important part is they were gearing up ahead of time with a euthanasia lethal injection drug to wipe out all these old people and then pay bonuses to the medical facilities that got rid of them. The exact same plan carried out in every Western country, even using basically the same numbers. Wow. Just the organization of it. Anybody can look at it and see it's murder, but then the organization of it, there's never been such pre-planned murder, period. I mean, Joseph Mengele must be blushing right now.
Yeah, the protocol comes from the top, obviously, you know, from the men in suits. But when the pandemic started, they started using this protocol for people going into hospital with what looked like breathlessness or what they thought was COVID. And they would use the midazolam and morphine mixture to treat this illness.
Which with that drug you just mentioned causes people to have trouble breathing. We're going to come back after a few minutes here and talk about all of this straight ahead. Infowars.com, tomorrow's news today. Find the trailer for the film at band.video. Stay with us.
I am a worldly person, meaning I like going to ball games. I like going to concerts. I like going to play golf. I like going out to dinner. I like the metropolitan life. I like everything that comes with this. But see, I have the survival instinct that is to get the hell out of Democrat-run cities, get the hell out of major metropolitan areas,
Because unless we change course soon, it's all crashing down. Is it time to just move out to the woods? Just time to go get a piece of property in the woods? Just get off grid? Just get the emergency food supplies? Just live off the land? That's the survival instinct. But see, the worldly part of me, that's still probably the majority part of me, says no. Stay in the city. The survival instinct says, get the hell out of anywhere that would ever notion that you need to get a vaccine or a mask. That's the internal struggle that my guess is a lot of you in the audience are facing as well. But you can at least have some comfort if you have the emergency food supplies. And so we have the best ones at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWars!
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones. Coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
So we know it's a global depopulation operation. Hell, they admit that. And we've got all these prominent people coming out against it. We've also got all these coroners and undertakers and scientists coming out pointing out what's happening. But Jackie DeVoy is a well-known investigative journalist. Iconic.com is where you find the new film, A Good Death. And she just tried to get the story out about how they were killing all these old people and giving them drugs that were known to make you not be able to breathe using lethal injection as what you gave somebody when you intubated them. Well, that's just lethal injection. But you see, if you get the medical system to sign on to that, now it's corrupt. Now it'll do anything you want. They'll do anything you say. I want to get next segment to in about 10, 15 minutes why they're doing this. But right now, just your journey in this film and the people in it, just from the trailer I've seen, it's so powerful. And then I personally researched all the information. I mean, I know what you're saying is true. It's just crazy to know governments and corporations know this and aren't just going along with it, but designed it. So, Jackie, where do you want to go next talking about this?
Yeah, what you were saying earlier about the use of this combination of drugs, that, number one, they shouldn't be used together anyway. That's a known fact, a known medical fact, but they kind of... And secondly, why would you use drugs that suppress the respiratory system for a respiratory disease? And also, these drugs were generally administered in hospital via a syringe driver, which is a pump mechanism, which is usually attached to the patient's arm or leg. And it slowly pumps the concoction of drugs into their body over a period of time. Some people have a very immediate reaction to it and could die straight away. It's been known that if they're injected with a too high a dose, then they could just have a fatal reaction immediately. And other people can last a few days. The average time is 29 hours from when the syringe driver is first put in place. So they can't argue that doing this is any kind of treatment. It's not a treatment, and it's definitely not a cure. There's only one outcome, as I say, in the documentary. If you do that to someone, and it's going to stop their breathing, that the breaths get taken down slower and slower over a period of time. So you might get down to like three breaths in a minute and before it stops, you know, before you stop breathing, and then that's it. So how they can say this is some kind of treatment for COVID, I don't know. They can administer up to 60 milligrams in a 24-hour period of midazolam, and I think it's 30 milligrams of morphine, which is a huge dose. I mean, they use these drugs for executions in some states in America. And it's been known that some, you know, big burly men from death row have died with just 10 milligrams. So Dennis McGuire in 2014, I think it was.
Absolutely. So why do you think the left or the deep state is so obsessed with assisted suicide, and now they're trying to force suicide, depopulation? Switzerland just approved assisted suicide pods that pump in nitrogen to suck oxygen out and choke you to death and kill you in about 1 minute. I mean, why are they wanting to kill everybody? What's going on here?
Well, the only possible reason is that, well, they obviously want to get rid of people. So you can talk about depopulation because there's always been stories about that, although a lot of people dismiss that as conspiracy stuff. But the real reason is money. If you were like someone in charge and your task was to save money, the first thing you would do, we've got a big benefit system in this country. You know, the elderly get pensions and a lot. So I'm distracted by your video there. That is bizarre. What is that? And also,
that's an execution pod being promoted everywhere. Is the next liberal? They say save the earth, kill yourself now, and it kills you in 60 seconds.
Well, you see, it does. Suicide cult going on. Even if you look at the attitudes of young people, I mean, I've got four children, it range from 22 to 32, so I do talk to their friends, and I know a lot of people of that age, and there's this different sort of attitude to the older generation's attitude. Well, we're kind of especially with this jab, you know, a lot of young people are thinking, well, you know, if it kills us, it kills us. And if all my friends are going to be dead, well, I might as well be dead too. And then you've got the music kind of promoting this, you know, with the likes of Billie Eilish and stuff, you know, who's, I mean.
Exactly. The death cult is promoting that it's beautiful. It's the end of humanity. It's for the earth. Let's all die. So Klaus Schwab and Prince Charles can sit up there with all the money and power. I mean, this is hardcore behavioral psychology. But if we're aware of it, it doesn't work. We need to say, no, we love life. We want to build a better planet. We want to build new planets. We love God. We don't sign over our authority. We don't advocate our birthright. We say, no, we have a right to live. And if Prince Charles and Leonardo DiCaprio and Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates, if there's too many people, they can go kill themselves today. I don't want to kill them. I'm not calling for killing them, but instead of killing babies and innocent old people, how about they kill themselves?
Yeah, I mean, and it, like I said, it is being promoted for young people as an option, as a life choice, which is a bit ironic.
Liberal.
But, yeah, it's absolutely terrifying when you think about it. And all these elderly people, they are, I mean, amazing amounts of money are being saved. So if you kill off someone at 70, instead of allowing them to live to 90, in this country, you could save, you know, up to about £500,000 in pensions on that person.
And think about the lockdown. Oh, you're non-essential. The idea, we have unlimited currency. The idea that, oh, you're not working because you retired, we're going to kill you, is so satanic.
Mm-hmm. It is. It's like they're saying anything to offer, they're redundant, which isn't the case, obviously. It seems to be happening mainly in hospitals, then in care homes, and it has been known to happen in people's own homes as well. So it's quite shocking.
So what was it like when, as an investigative journalist, very well known, that writes for major papers, you start seeing this, you confirm it's going on, you confirm it's a lethal injection drug, and you try to get it published. What was that moment like when all of them denied the publishing? What was that moment like?
I was really shocked, because I honestly thought it would be snapped up because it was such a huge story, especially as I said, I've got lots of people who will speak to you, like case studies. I've got all the evidence you need. I've got Matt Hancock and Luke Evans, a video of them talking about it. I've got House of Commons documents. I've got all the medical documents that you might need, you know, with all the proof of all the doses and the protocols. And I was met by complaints, I said, for the first few days, and then excuses. And then a couple of meetings, and then silence again.
And start over. Your Skype broke up. You were saying you were met with complete silence.
Yeah, I was met with complete silence initially, and then, like I said, I eventually had a couple of meetings, and then silence again. Just about a month ago, while I was in the middle of doing the documentary, I just had an urge to email all those editors again to tell them that it's now 6 months down the line and they still haven't published anything on it, and that they've got blood on their hands, because in that 6 months, thousands more elderly people have died because of this.
By the way, I totally agree with you. I mean, it's not like we're vindictive, we want to be holier than thou. No, the people that know about this and went along with it, the blood's on their hands now. You've now murdered people, you little monsters.
Yeah, I spoke to several editors who just didn't seem to understand what I was saying. They were saying, well, what's the problem? This happens all the time in hospital, you know, people who are ill and old, education to make them comfortable and help them pass in a comfortable way. I said, well, number one, that's not actually legal, whatever your moral stance on it.
Yeah, giving somebody a drug when they're sick with COVID that makes their lungs turn off is not helping them feel good. It's murdering them. Well, we're going to go to break and come back and talk about this. It's so sick. It's like Governor Northam in Virginia going, well, we keep babies alive before we harvest their organs, but we keep them comfortable. So I guess if Hitler would have just said, hey, I'm keeping the Jews comfortable, it didn't be okay. We did. No, it wouldn't be okay. Unbelievable. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, with the final segment with our guest. And then we've got another big host coming up in the fourth hour today in defiance of tyranny. Infowars.com. Tomorrow's news today, InfoWars is down with major internet outages. So we have band.video and newswars.com. Stay with us.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Words and music. For the last year, the Federal Reserve has told us inflation is, in a word, transitory. But the Fed can't fight the music of inflation. It's what happens when we print trillions of dollars. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I've built the number one precious metals firm in the country by adding massive value. And Advantage Gold wants to earn your business by doing that for you right now. My best-selling gold inflation index report retails for $500. I want to email it to all serious investors with retirement accounts for free. No salespeople, no rigmarole, no gimmicks. Simply text the letters GII to 49776. I'll email you my best-selling gold inflation report right now. Text GII to 49776. That's GII to 49776. Let Advantage Gold add massive value, and then we'll ask for your business. Text GII to 49776.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Automation is here. The robots are taking over. And the tiny, inbred, incredibly selfish ruling class that isn't even 0.1%, less than 100 people, has decided to get rid of you. And folks, they've got unlimited fake money they made up. I mean, I told you this 15 years ago and people thought maybe Jones is bragging, but I wasn't. I got offers to work for the Kissinger Group. I got offered Fox TV shows. I got offered everything. And I didn't sell out. Because I knew you can't sell out to death. So I know how real the New World Order is. I know how real their system is. And it's a future where you don't exist. Humanity is about standing up and innovating and bringing others that aren't as smart as us along. Not about killing the poor people or the people that aren't that smart. But that's what the globalists are building. Jackie Du Bois is an investigative journalist, a big part. And at the key, well, really the impetus in the film, A Good Death, which is what euthanasia translates to. In the 10 minutes we've got left, I know you've got a lot to say. What else do you want to add to the viewers and listeners of what they need to know about what you've done and about this film? Because I haven't seen the film yet. I've watched the trailer. But I can tell you, if this information gets out, it's over for the globalist. But if it doesn't, we're dead.
Yeah, well, a very important thing is that a lot of the people I spoke to, especially the editors on the papers, seemed to think it was a bit of a non-story because, as they told me, it happens all the time in hospitals in particular, that people's death. And isn't that a normal thing to do? And isn't it the right thing to do if someone's, you know, 100 years old and dying and in agony? And why not, you know, put them out of their misery, so to speak? It's like a mercy killing. But the problem is that it's illegal. And people don't seem to realize this because it's murder. Involuntary euthanasia, which is helping someone to die or assisted suicide, whatever you want to call it, it's illegal. And it is actually murder. So what they're doing is might be morally right in their own minds, but the person who actually administers the drug is a murderer, and they're killing people. And the other thing you mentioned God and religion. We got a Catholic priest to speak on the documentary towards the end, because what happens when you administer these drugs to kill people? You're not only stealing their lives, but you're stealing one of the most important parts of their existence, which is that lead up to death, where people need to be able to take stock of their lives and think about what's happened and how
exactly.
Their lives
have been. You need to be conscious in your last days of death. For those that are blessed enough to go through that process, I've seen it with family. They remember everything. They have these epiphanies. They are so connected to God. And they also tell you family histories, and there's also a psychic spiritual event that happens with family that are in the area. There's, like in my experience, a passing on of knowledge that happens that's beyond just verbal. It's definitely a important download.
Yeah, unless you die of a horrible accident or a murder, which is what this is, you don't have a chance to do that. But in a normal passing, everyone I've spoken to, all the people I've spoken to who've lost a loved one in this terrible, terrible way, they've all said the same thing. It's unnatural. It's not normal.
Yes, death is an incredibly powerful ritual, second only to birth. And then third, of course, is the act of the Congress, man and woman coming together, that is, again, a truly magic act. And so it is family around the deathbed. That someone's blessed enough to have that death, which most do, that is extremely transcendent.
Yeah, and I think as well it's important to get it into film format, because if you read about it in the paper, even if you see photos of the people, it doesn't kind of have the same effect as if you actually see it on film. And so I've said to anyone who's doubted what I'm doing or doubted the truth of these stories, just watch the documentary. And once you see these people's faces, you know they're not acting, and you know this is the truth. And when you hear their stories, it's heartbreaking. But there were so many things common in each of their stories, such as the behavior and the reactions of the medics, you know, the doctors and nurses who not a large percentage of them, that they said they were cold, they were robotic, they were even cruel sometimes, which is something that is quite bizarre and seems relatively new and recent. Although we have the doctors who've been murderers in the past, and we hear of, you know, cruel nurses, but it seems to be more prevalent now than ever.
Well, I was about to say, we all know about Joseph Mengele. We all know about how tyranny uses medical systems for its takeover, and that's really what this is. This is corporations and very corrupt CEOs that feel no recourse. I mean, they feel like nobody is going to come after them. They feel no repercussions. And so they are attempting this attack on humanity. It's absolutely disgusting, and it's just incredible to be living during a time of this happening. We will defeat these monsters, and in the end, we'll all be very, very ashamed we ever let this happen.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's terrible what's going on. It makes you wonder whether they're actively employing psychopaths to work in these industries. Or, I mean, like I've always said, you know, if you're a paedophile, you'll be attracted to jobs working with children. If you're a power-hungry psychopath who likes the idea of playing God, then you'll be attracted to jobs in hospitals as doctors and nurses. Like I said, though, obviously not all doctors and nurses are like this. But a lot, but a percentage of them are, and I think a lot of the nurses, for example, just follow the orders of the doctors. And the doctors have admitted, a lot of them, that they're just following the protocol that they've been given. People say to me, why don't the doctors and nurses speak out? Well, they do. They speak out and they get silenced. They speak out and they lose their livelihoods. So
I was about to say, a UK doctor that came out a year ago saying the masks are a fraud finally got reinstated. Doctors that said the vaccines are hurting people, they're getting fired. I mean, there's a real reign of terror here against good people.
Yeah. And, you know, it shouldn't, I mean, your job shouldn't be that important, you know, when it comes to morals and speaking out and the truth. But, you know, that's easier said than done for some people, you know, who've got young children to support and mortgages to pay, you know. It terrifies them, the thought of losing all that, and that's understandable. And then you get people, you get the nurses who actually, they have no idea that what they're doing is wrong. They genuinely think they're helping these people. They genuinely think they're putting a syringe driver and on their arms and/or legs and drugs into their body, but that is helping them not have a horrible death. But what they don't realise is a midazolam death is not a good death. It's a bad death. It's a really horrible death. It paralyzes you. It feels like your brain is burning. It feels like you're drowning, but you can't tell anyone.
So they're giving their victims a paralyzation drug while they slowly kill you. I mean, this is all a giant ritual of power by corporations. It's so sick. And it's all run by that monster Klaus Schwab. Jackie DeVoy, are you aware of Klaus Schwab and the Great Reset and the larger agenda?
Of course, yeah. The bomb villain.
Yeah, he's something else. I mean, I just want him brought to justice in Nuremberg 2.0.
It's just quite strange. It's like, where have all these people come from all of a sudden? You know, I hadn't heard of him before. Even in our own government in the UK, at the start of the so-called pandemic last year, all these people suddenly appeared, you know, like the health secretary, Matt Hancock. Where did he come from? He studied economics at university, and suddenly they put him in charge of the health of every single person in Britain, and what a pig's ear he's made of it as well, you know. So it's like all these people suddenly crawled out of the woodwork. Well, they must have been chosen especially, but where did they come from? And where were they before? It's just, it's like they're almost like playing a part, like they're all actors or something, you know, playing a role. This is what you've got to do, and here's how you'll do it. And then once they've done what they're supposed to do, like Matt Hancock, they'll orchestrate some sort of ridiculous story to get rid of them, like they did with him, saying he had an affair with, I think, that woman standing behind him, which was just clearly orchestrated and mad. And he was later seen on holiday with his wife and kids. So, you know, it didn't upset anyone that much. And then he's just disappeared because he knew that people were, like, baying for his blood, basically.
Well, that's even in the SPARS 2023 document. They'll have fake ministers that then resign so the globalists don't get the blame. Exactly. It's all been very well laid out. You've got great discernment. Jackie DeVoy, thank you so much. Iconic.com. People can find the new film, A Good Death, also at band.video. Thank you so much for your work, and it's up to the listeners now to decide whether all these murdered people will be avenged. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you for having me, Alex. Thanks.
Thank you. Okay. You can find the premiere of it at iconic.com, and you can find it at band.video. All right. We got Jason Burmis, who's always incredibly informative, about to take over in the fourth hour. I got a few final announcements to make next segment. Stay with us.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.